Ski Utah President and CEO Nathan Rafferty says connecting the seven resorts while preserving the watershed and pristine backcountry experience is possible and would add significantly to what is already one of the greatest ski destinations in the world. Careful to call this a concept and not a plan, there are no specific timelines or chairlift alignments. But for Jenny Smith, president of Park City Mountain Resort, this is the first time all seven resorts are working together on a plan that's been discussed for decades.
In the past, you know, we haven't always been on the same page, and today we're on the same page.
The resorts, she says, understand what's possible as resorts in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon have come together.
We know what happened with Alta and Snowbird and that they're connected, and Brighton and Solitude are now connected. I think, you know, it would be easy for Park City and Deer Valley to connect, and I think that will also take some time. But I think as the process that we have to go through could be cumbersome and it could take some time, and I don't know if that's 2 years or 5 years or 10 years.
Connecting the resorts would allow access to more than 18,000 skiable acres, 100 chairlifts, and more than 750 runs, all on one lift ticket. It would put Utah on the map in a much different way than it is now, she says, and would bring in new skiers who may have never thought about visiting Utah before.
I think they would want to see what this is all about and experience it. It's when you go to the Arlberg region of Austria and you ski from Austria into Switzerland or, you know, into Italy. It's an amazing experience, and you have lunch at a Swiss restaurant and you go back and have dinner in Austria, and it's a similar thing. You could start at Snowbird and end on Main Street in Park City and have dinner. It's a unique experience, and I think it's aspirational.
Park City Chamber Bureau Director Bill Malone says while it's an idea that has been talked about for years, this is a concept that actually has some legs to it.
It's always been something that's been a conversation between resort presidents, never been held in public before. So the fact that they've all agreed to sit down and say this is something that we're going to work on is a big step.
And once a reality, he says, it's a game changer and something that Utah's biggest competitor, Colorado, just can't compete with.
To my knowledge, there's no other place in Colorado that could accomplish anything of this magnitude. Obviously, we've always watched the Squaw Alpine Meadows deal. There's a very logical connection between those that would make them quite a newsworthy item in terms of their interconnect, but nothing of the magnitude of tying in seven resorts, the ability to ski seven different resorts on one pass. Nothing like that exists.
Because of the proximity of Utah's ski areas, it's possible to connect the seven resorts in just a few steps, connect Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons, connect Big Cottonwood Canyon to Park City, connect Park City and Canyons Resort, and drop the rope between Deer Valley and Park City Mountain Resort. Deer Valley Bob Wheaton tells KPCW that Deer Valley has no intention of allowing snowboarders on its slopes. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.